أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويوم نحشر من كل أمة فوجا ممن يكذب بآياتنا فهم يوزعون حتى إذا جاءوا قال أكذبتم بآياتي ولم تحيطوا بها علما أم ماذا كنتم تعملون ووقع القول عليهم بما ظلموا فهم لا ينطقون ألم يروا أنا جعلنا الليل ليسكنوا فيه والنهار مبصرا إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يؤمنون صدق الله العظيم. In the ayat or the verse before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the dabbatul ard, that animal that will emerge from Mount Safa and speak to human beings and separate the believers from the disbelievers. In these few ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the hashar, the resurrection on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ فَوْجًا, that on that day, remember that day, the day of Qiyamah, in which we will gather from each nation, فَوْجًا, a group, مِمَّنْ يُكَذِّبُ بِآيَاتِنَا, from those people who had belied, who had disbelieved in our ayat, in our verses, for whom yuza'un, and they will be grouped or they will be restrained. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes to us that on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrects, and when people are brought onto the plane of resurrection, when man is brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then man will be brought in different groups. Now this has been described in different ayats of the Quran al-Kareem. يَوْمَ إِذِنْ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتَ لِيُرَوْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different ways explains to us that the believers will be separated from the disbelievers, the transgressors will be separated from those who were obedient and abided by the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then amongst these groups, those who were good and pious, there was always certain actions in the life of a person that linked him up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some have a very great link to salat, to namaz, so they will be brought into one group. Others may have a very great inclination towards spending in the path of Allah, so they will be brought together. Others may have an inclination towards going out in the path of Allah, so they will be brought together, etc. On the contrary, those who transgressed, the disbelievers, those who had committed sins, then they will be grouped according to their sins, like the thieves will be brought together, the alcoholics will be brought together, etc. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about one group, that there will be this one group, مِمَّنْ يُكَذِّبُ بِآيَاتِنَا, from those who had belied our verses, but not only in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ, from each ummah, these groups will be brought out, because this was the common factor from the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent insan. There was one group that always belied the verses of Allah, the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For whom yuza'un, the word yuza'un in Arabic comes from the word waza, and waza actually means to stop. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing groups where some people will be stopped, those behind will not be able to catch up with those before, those that are in front will not be able to lag behind and go back to those of the group behind them. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep them in groups. And like how when we do crowd management, we make sure that each group is together, like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this hashar of theirs. Hatta idha ja'u, until they come, qala akadhabtum bi ayati, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them that had you belied my signs, had you belied my verses, my kitab, walam tuhitu biha ilma, whilst knowledge had never encompassed you, you could not comprehend these verses of Allah, biha ilman, this knowledge that you're supposed to have applied, a very simple knowledge that you're supposed to have had with regards to ascertaining whether this kitab is the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not, but you did not apply that. Amma dha kuntum ta'amaloon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask, what is that that you had been doing? So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fact, drives many lessons home, and one important lesson is this, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this kitab, then we had to apply our minds and comprehend these verses and signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They didn't comprehend it, and the verses of Allah with regards to the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was a very simple application that they did not do, and this they will be questioned about by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَوَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمَا ظَلَمُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the word, in other words, the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fall upon them because of the transgression. فَهُمْ لَا يَنْتِقُونَ. And they will not be able to speak. In this world, they were able to find, or they tried to find many faults with regards to the revelation of Allah. They found many faults with regards to the rules and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they are standing in front of Allah. They will never be able to pinpoint a single fault with regards to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will not be able to respond to Allah. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us a very important sign. And Allah says, أَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِيَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَالنَّهَارَ مُبْصِرًا. Do they not see that certainly we had made the night to rest in it, وَالنَّهَارَ مُبْصِرًا, and the day for one to see? So this alternating of the day and the night, يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارَ إِنَّ فِي اخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارَ وَاللَّهُ يُقَدِّرُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ. All these ayats are drawing us to a very important aspect, like how night follows day and day follows night. Like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also drawing our attention to the fact that life comes, and after life there will be death, and after death we will live in that period of barzakh, and then thereafter life will come and we will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So could not man see that it is the same Allah that changes these conditions of light and darkness? It is the same Allah that changes these conditions of a peaceful night to a day in which one can see brightly, and one cannot see as well at night like how we can see during the day. So could they not use this to determine that there is life and there is death? إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah says that certainly in that are verses or signs, لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ, for those people who have brought iman. And here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us also, that Allah has given us this kitab. We do not care to comprehend these verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Besides the kitab, besides the Quran, Allah has given us our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We do not look into the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Besides that, Allah has given us all these signs of day and night that are so clear. We do not even look at those signs and take heed and understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one and only. And after this life, most certainly, we have to return to Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.